Hey, buddy. Whoops. I screwed up. We're live.
There he is.
Quit your cussing. Welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And everybody's favorite, always on time, cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
They don't call me punctual Shane for nothing. What's going on, brother?
Oh, buddy, we've got one hell of a mailbag
for us.
And, man, we absolutely loaded with some great questions. We had Steven a couple hours ago with his predictions. We had Shane in the morning talking Paul Feinbaum. Man, how could the cousins ask for any more? You know what?
Oh, man, I loved it. You know, and it was kind of fun. And I really... You start thinking about it. I mean, obviously, I never want to see Paul retire, but then I start thinking about, well, what would it look like if SEC Mike were behind the microphone?
Don't wish that evil on me. I'm going to stay here with Ron Mexico. You know
what? Hell yeah, Ron. Welcome to the family.
Shane, you probably forgot that reference. You've had a lot of beers since then. Do you remember Ron Mexico?
No. What?
Any, if you're listening back, you got the kids listening, maybe give them the old earmuffs, but Ron Mexico, and yeah, you can tell by the, I know it's probably too small on the screen for you to see, Shane, but that's old Michael Vick.
Yeah.
The rumor, this was back during his playing days, that apparently he was concerned that he had contracted a sexually transmitted disease, and he went to go get it checked. He didn't want Michael Vick's name on the form, so he put Ron Mexico. That's the legend. Anyway, I don't know if that's even true, but the fact that I know it leads me to believe it is true.
And now they want him the head coach of Virginia Tech. We've come full circle, haven't we?
good old Ron. Well, speaking of good old Ron, Shane, don't forget, presenting sponsor of the show, MyBookie. Come on. They've been with us for several years here, Shane.
Yeah.
And they're here with all the cousins. If they want to go over to mybookie.ag, that's the website, put in an initial deposit and put in that promo code, most importantly, SEC. It's right there on the bottom of the screen. It'll be there all football season. Go check them out. They'll hook you up with a free guaranteed wager up to $500 if you put in that promo code SEC. They got you covered. So let's say you put in $200, Shane. You'll lose it on Saturday, which you won't if you listen to us. But if you lose it, boom, with that, if you put in that promo code, they're going to give you that $200 right back in your account to stay in and play over at MyBookie. You can't beat it, Shane.
You can't. You can't beat it. I wish everything were this risk-free, you know?
Yeah, so does Ron Mexico. But you know what is risk-free, Shane, is this fantastic Tennessee whiskey, Tennessee
Hell
legend.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be in town. We got the paint sips. There's two of them. Going to be in the Sevierville location. So you don't have to paint. You ain't got to sip. But if you want to come up and hang out with Cousin Shane, I will be up there. I think we've got one on the 11th. I hope Tennessee's on here. And one on the 23rd. Whatever the Fridays are around that time. So I apologize for not having better, actually.
Are you going to go in a costume or anything?
No, I'm going to go in, do a little painting, and a whole lot of sipping, if you know what I mean. My cousins down here at Tennessee Legend hook you up. Just be sure to let them know that we sent you, and you get a big discount and a free gift. And they also got one in Nashville, Mike. And if you can't get to Tennessee because probation won't allow it, well, then go to your local distiller or your local package store and tell them, you know what we need on this shelf? Tennessee Legend. As soon as it's there, take a picture, send it to us, and you'll be this week's Tennessee Legend.
Yeah. I know I say this every week, Shane. I might be down there at Nashville here this Friday at the Tennessee Legend. You know what?
You should, Mike. I tell you what, it's a fantastic – let me just while I got you on here, Mike, I just want to give you the correct date. So we're going to be there the 10th. So October 10th and October 24th. So then not this Friday, but the next Friday, and then two Fridays after that. So I look forward to seeing anybody that can make it up there. I'm going to have some gear too. So if you do make it, we'll give you some stuff when you show up. So look forward to seeing all the cousins there.
It must be Cocktober with all the... fans.
Yes.
Hey, shout out Ron. He gave us a donation. Shane, how are we not calling Elko Jersey Mike? I feel like there's an NIL sandwich money to be made. Damn. Thanks. And Giggum beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Should we call him? I don't know. I just don't like my Texas coach to be Jersey Mike, you know?
Yeah, but the I tell you, when he gets a little upset, he got a little like he knows where some bodies are buried, you know? You know he owns at least 2 leather jackets, you know?
All right, buddy, you ready to dive into the mailbag?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Okay, well, again, this is a wild one, Shane. I mean, they're all pretty damn wild, right?
But yes.
Well, let's see. Okay, yeah, I got the right one here. I just got so many notes, I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. All right, shout out Cousin Thor Hogg. Shane, he's an official member. Official cousins always get their questions answered on the YouTubes. After everyone calms down and looks back at Sam Pittman's tenure here at Arkansas, yes, how and what do you think he will be remembered?
He will always be remembered as a great guy, you know, and I hope that's not the only thing. I hope when we look back is he's the guy that took us out of that Chad Morris era,
yeah,
and brought Arkansas back. Nobody could take those 4 wins, those 4 games away from him, you know? And I feel like that is what is exciting most about Arkansas is, you know, you've got to set the groundwork. You've got to have that foundation laid. And the reason that folks want more there in Arkansas is because Sam has pushed them toward more. That's kind of what I hope happens here in the next couple of years.
Right. Cousin Tony says, a man that loved cold beer.
Cold beer. I hope he's part of college football moving forward. I hope this isn't one of those guys that disappears and then we hear some sad story 10 years from now. You know, I hope this is a guy that stays either near college football, either coaching or at least in some sort of media capacity.
Yeah. And I just think someone that, you know, I think he was proud to be a Razorback, and mm-hmm. and these are the type of guys you want leading your program. And, you know, I hate to spoil it. I'm not calling them all out, but there's a lot of these coaches, not just SEC, but across the country that, yeah, they claim to be it, and then they've always got their eye on that next job or another opportunity, but Sam Pittman was not that guy. So I wish it worked out for him. Hey, and also a little caveat. He said, you know, Bobby Petrino fired all the defensive staff.
Yeah.
He said, can he fire the Hunter Yurecek AD with him?
I don't know, man. This may have been, you know, I heard Brandon Walker talking about this being a coup, and I was like, you know what? He may be onto something here. This may have been planned the whole time.
Hey, all right. How about Cousin Glenn Warsaw? Shane, official cousin. Always get your questions answered. Speaking of... They're just in a firing mood over here, Shane. Assuming Billy Napier gets fired from Florida.
Yes.
Judging by the schedule, he most certainly will. Who's your top coaching candidate to replace him?
I think the top one for me is living in – I'm going to say it until he's in the Southeastern Conference, man. Golish is at the short. I mean, because – don't get me wrong, Florida Gators – probably could get a lot of coaches down there. I would imagine if that position comes open, you'd be absolutely nuts not to get Lane Kiffin involved or at least ask the question. I mean, I think dream list would be him, but I think Golish would be a good second place if that didn't work out.
Explosive top offense. Candidate?
Hell yes. Absolutely. To go from what the Florida Gators have had on offense the last 4 years, uh-huh. I think what you need is an extreme offense moving forward. And there's nothing more exciting. Trust me, Mike, when you come from Jeremy Pruitt, you come from what's his name? I'm drawing a blank. Dooley and all these cats. You know, it's like when you go from that to seeing, you know, 5 games in a row of putting up 40 plus points, hell yeah, sign me up for that because you're in every match. So, yeah, I think if you're a Florida fan, you miss the Steve Spurrier days. You miss blowing out football teams. And so I want to see an explosive offense. Lane Kiffin can provide that. I think Golish can provide that.
Hmm. He doesn't have a winning record in conference play.
I don't care.
You know, shit conference.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, you know, for given the resources that he currently has. He took South Florida from nothing to I mean, he did have a winning record last year, didn't he?
I'm saying in conference. He's 8-8 in conference.
Oh, well, I mean, he just took it over not too long ago, you know. Give some time. Jeez.
I think he's like a solid option D. I wouldn't put him top candidate.
Nah, I'm going to root him on until he gets here.
I think Kiffin is a hell of a lot better hire. That'd be a top candidate.
I told you that'd be the first one I'd go to. I don't think John Gruden. I wouldn't put him on the list. What's his name down there? Tulane. That may be
Summerall.
Yeah, that may be one I'd look at. But
honestly, I'd hire Summerall before I'd hire Golish.
I wouldn't. But yeah, different strokes, different folks, Mike.
And I've already told it. It's going to be Drink. I think Drink would be a top candidate too.
Eli Drinkwitz. Yeah, I mean,
before Golish.
Damn, he just got that new place built and everything. Isn't that something? Built him a house and flipped it, you know?
Hey, this would be completely out of left field. If I'm going to piss off one fan base, how about I piss off another, Shane? Everything you just said, but he's done it in this conference, and he's done it at a high level. What about Jeff Lebby?
Yeah, I was out on him last year, but now, I mean.
Like, what if Mississippi State goes like 8-4, which they're probably not going to do. But if they do. Good Lord, could you imagine? Be like, good night, this guy's a damn coach.
Yeah, I would definitely.
I just realized that'd be Dan Mullen 2.0, you know, getting a Mississippi State. Florida can't do that to two state coaches, can they?
No, did they bring Dan Mullen back, you know, and realize, hey, we weren't too bad with him, you know?
Hey, shout out Brandon Rodarte. Brandon,
welcome to the family.
Hopefully you're not a State fan after I just said that to you, you know? All right, how about this one, Shane? From Cousin, the official turnover trash can. Who is your top three SEC candidates to make the playoff but not undefeated? One loss. So one loss teams that'll make the playoff. It's an interesting question. It's tricky. I don't know if he means – I think he means – teams that have one loss already.
Okay. Alabama, Georgia, and Texas.
Man, even over to them Vols? He's a Tennessee fan. I think that's why he asked.
Yeah.
Over at, you love LSU for the longest time.
Yeah, I'm kind of hating this schedule now that I saw this Ole Miss game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
what has Texas shown you that they're better than Tennessee?
Well, it's not that. It's just they haven't done anything to disprove it. I mean, we're talking they had a bad.
Did you watch UTEP?
Yeah, I get that, Mike. But it was a win. You know what I'm saying? Just like. The only game I'm truly basing this off of is the first one, which was Ohio State.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of in that holdout camp. You know what I'm saying? I don't think because we haven't seen Texas in 4 weeks, like I said. And for me to just say they're completely out, they can't do it, I think is a terrible take. I feel like Texas still needs to prove it a little bit, and they're going to get that opportunity this week going to the Swamp and playing Florida Gators.
I can't believe you turned your back on the Vols, but hey, you do you, brother.
You asked me to pick, you know. Here's the thing. I think Tennessee has to get past Alabama, right? They're going to Tuscaloosa. Easy. They got to go to the Swamp. How many times does that happen? So I'm not saying that Tennessee doesn't make the college football playoffs. I'm just saying, can they remain one loss? I think Tennessee's probably a two-loss team, but still flirting with the college football playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think he's saying the team that has one loss today most likely to make the playoff. I don't know. It's a little bit of a confusing question.
Yeah, I thought you meant keep like one loss.
But yeah. He's saying the teams that have one loss today most likely to make the playoff. Yeah,
then Tennessee, number one. I don't
know. So you get all of them. Okay.
I get all of them.
Hey, you know who else gets all of them?
Who's that?
Glenn Warsaw. His question. He just gifted Shane Lucky Chucky.
That's a cool name.
Lucky, welcome
to the family.
And then Stephen Up, the legend, down there in Tuscaloosa. Dun, 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 dun.
Road Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Gifted Ella Solo. Ella,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you. Oh, and then hey, we got a contender for another legend here, Shane Jr.
Hell yeah, Junior.
Junior, gifted MCP 7055. MCP,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy of old Junior. And my favorite, Gary. Gary Harper, Shane, just became a member. Gary,
welcome to the family. A lot of family here, right? Mm. Is there free food at this barbecue? What's going on?
Gary says Arch's Deco 2.0 floated by the defense.
Oh, geez, I know. I mean, that is a possibility, right? I do think that this is a temperature gauge for Texas. You know, we're looking at best case scenario, and I feel like that's kind of what we've been doing with Texas since week one is best case scenario. Nobody wants to focus on how low the floor can be. And I think if this game doesn't go their way, I mean, hell, if Texas walks away with the loss here, then all of a sudden we say, damn, Texas is not a playoff team. What's going on down there in Austin?
What?
Just saying.
I don't believe you. All right, how about this one, Shane? From cousin Brandon Riley. He's an official cousin. He wants to know our top five SEC teams as of right now. Who you got, Shane?
Top five. I'm going Mizzou, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Alabama, and then I'd say Georgia.
You disrespected A&M.
Shit, I did, didn't I? Hell, we can't put them all. Can't love them all, Mike, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's interesting. I'll throw A&M in there.
Yeah.
Is it cheating if I say Oklahoma with a healthy John Mateer?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm leaving them out then.
Okay.
I remember who made me leave them out there.
Chipotle said that. I don't know if you heard this. He'll be back next week.
Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. Those are my five.
Okay. That's fair. That is absolutely fair.
I reserve the right to change it.
Yeah, so
I change it every week, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen your power rankings, Mike. Ain't nobody going quicker to 1 to 16 than your power rankings. So,
right. And I put through Tennessee in there for Vols. Go Big Orange. Just became a member. Vols.
Welcome to the family. Hell yeah.
JP's mad at you for counting out Mateer, Shane.
Oh, I'm not counting out Mateer. I said Mateer's back.
I know. He said count on it.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right, shout out cousin Garrett Newell. Shady's an official member. The SEC finally starting to separate into clear tiers, or are we still in chaos mode as we head into Cocktober?
Say the first part again, sorry.
Is the SEC starting to separate into tiers, or is it complete chaos?
Pure chaos right now, Mike. I mean, it's never been muddled up more in SEC life. You know, back when we had the East and West, it just felt like there was a couple, like, it almost felt like, remember how the West was at times? We kept waiting for one or two to emerge. It feels like we're all in the West right now, and we're waiting, and we're sitting here trying to pick the best five, and I think I'm leaving three out. You know, that's kind of where we're at. So, until we get deep into SEC play, I don't feel like there's any separation, and I don't think we're going to see it this Saturday either. There may be a little nudge toward the right way or the wrong way, but I still feel like we're a couple of weeks away from trying to figure out who the real contenders are in this league.
Yeah. No, I can't. I mean, there's no way that it's separating itself into tiers right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like a small tier at the bottom that we, I mean, we could kind of pinpoint a few of those guys, but toward the top, absolute wide open.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about this one, Shane? Cousin Lucio, I think it is. Yeah. Shout out Lucio, official cousin, Shane. I think it's a little confusing how he worded this, but I think he's asking, is there any team that could win all their remaining regular season games?
Oh. I think I like Ole Miss. because they got Georgia. Oh, shit. Like, Oklahoma's on the road.
Yeah, I still kind of lean no.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. No, the what answer Texas? Is... No, Georgia on the road. Yeah, no.
You know which one I'm really rooting for?
Who's that?
Get that treadmill, Shane.
Wait,
I don't think so.
What about... No, I don't see any of them.
Now, he asked the second part.
Yeah.
Is there any teams that could lose all their remaining games?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't. Have you watched them this year?
I mean,
they're gonna whoop Arkansas's ass.
I'm not trying to pick on them. They could
whoop Florida's ass.
Hey, per an inside source, they're about to pop, is what I've heard. Have you not seen DJ's eyes lately? I mean, the Florida Gators could be back, Mike. And if they do, let's just say hypothetically, they win those three. Let's say Texas A&M, uh-huh. they drop that Texas A&M game. They drop the – go back to the Mississippi State one there for a second. They drop Florida and they drop Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows what Bobby P's doing with these Razorbacks by November 1st. There's a real shot they could lose out.
No shot in hell. You miss. Speaking of the Razorbacks, that's the one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too.
That one, cause certainly they could lose out.
Vanderbilt.
And I think Kentucky. I mean, Tennessee Tech is not going to beat them, but every other one is a loss.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Well, I think that's my – was it just conference or was it – because think they could beat Tennessee.
He's saying all.
Yeah, Tennessee. They better beat Tennessee Tech. You know what I'm saying? So,
and again, I'm not trying to piss them off, but
– yeah.
And this is not happening. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
– oh, shit.
Carolina. I mean, I know they'll beat Coastal. They'll beat a couple of these teams. But, hell, if they – let's say they get worse on offense.
Yeah.
Then they could lose all the meaningful ones.
Yeah.
They won't, but I'm just saying. Because it is cocktober, Shane.
It is cocktober, Mike. I mean, they're just set up with three of the top 20 football teams. But crazier things have happened. Just like Gary coming through with five memberships. Appreciate you, cuz.
Shout out, Gary. He just gifted Shane Darth Iskunis. Iskunis?
Yeah.
I'm sure I butchered that. Sorry. Darth, Jared Brown, Philip Hoochin. I hope I got that right. Johnny Carruth and Tyler Cobb.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Gary Harper.
The legend, Gary Harper.
All right, how about another good one, Shane?
We fired his sister. I'm sorry about that, Gary.
cousin Rick Barnes Burner, what a name. Official cousin here.
Yeah.
He says in baseball, every play is reviewable. Should coaches, officials be able to trigger the similar thing in football to where everything is reviewable? And he says, shout out the offensive pass interference call, Chris Brazzle. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't. I feel like there still needs to be a little bit of human error in college football to not slow the game down. I already feel like with the targeting and with some of these personal fouls, all of a sudden a one play turns into a 3-minute explanation. So yeah, I don't think slowing it down is the move. But I do think that some penalties need to be reviewable. If it was like, you know, clear and evident that there was no foul, I wouldn't be opposed to a kind of a reversal, if you will.
Yeah. If anything, Shane, I would almost like scale back the replays.
Yeah.
Turnovers, scoring. Sure. Yeah. We'll review all those. Right. And they say they do it anyway, but like I was watching with my dad this weekend, I can't remember which game, and there was like a 3-yard difference and they reviewed it and I'm like, what in the hell? And it was the first quarter. And it wasn't a scoring or turn, you know what I mean? Like there's too many replays. So no, I love everything you said. There's got to be some human element, and I know we all get pissed off and it's like, what the hell, they're trying to screw us. Well, I just think they're incompetent, and they screw everyone every now and again. So in the end, it kind of balances out. You know what?
The only thing that I would change, besides the stupid targeting penalty, is the chip in the football. That, why not? That makes sense. Did it cross the plane?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes it still blows my mind that we have 25 cameras at the stadium and we still can't get a good view of something. It's like if we have a chip, we know exactly where that football is, and no need for the chain game, because sometimes that's where crazy controversy comes in.
I think I might put a chip in you to make sure, see where you're at. So, you know, we're trying to find out where he's at when the show starts. You know what?
See what hole I'm at on the golf course.
Hey, shout out Cousin Bent's Dents Breakdowns. What a
cool name. I like that.
Official cousin. So when are we going to have a show once a week with Sam Pittman? I mean, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
I would love to. I mean... I've already put some feelers out there. I am trying to get in contact with him. I know he's got a lot of stuff going on, and hell, probably doesn't want to talk to any of us. Definitely not my fat bass. You know, I mean, he just wants
I bet we can get him this offseason.
Yes. I think we track him down. I think we take the bus up there and we sit down with Sam, have a couple cold beers, and talk some college football. Not even necessarily Arkansas. The man's been in the business for a long time. He's a plethora of stories. So I'd love to hear those and share those with the cousins.
Yep. All right. How about this one, Shane, from Cousin B Creepy, official cousin here. What's more likely to happen? I'm going to throw up our schedule here. South Carolina wins out, or Mark Stoops gets fired?
More likely to happen. Mark Stoops getting fired. Tis the season. You know, it's kind of surprised me that some of these coaches have lasted this long, but Mark Stoops, the leader of that pack right now for me. This is a program that I do not see light at the end of the tunnel. I cannot sit here. Nobody can pitch me that Mark Stoops is going to turn this program back around. That's the problem, you know. And if you don't have that hope, you're not going to get that money that's needed to get these kids that you want to compete in this league. And that, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And so, yeah, I think Stoops getting fired is more likely than an undefeated South Carolina.
I'll disagree with you, Shane, because, again, we know the buyout's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, and for anybody wondering, it's $38
million. Damn.
He's due. It's not one of those where, like, they can spread it over 8-10 years.
It's immediately?
60 days. They got to pay him $38 million.
God, who wrote that contract?
I don't think they can realistically do that. I really don't. Not with – I don't think they can do it. So I think that contract – now maybe it gets so bad – to where they're like, Mark, we got to do something here. And like Sam Pittman, apparently he's that guy loves Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
He agreed to like less than the buyout was worth.
Damn.
So is Stoops going to do that? I mean, they've asked him that in a press conference. He laughed. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And I would laugh too. If I had $38 million to fire my ass, I'd say, you know, I dare you to fire me, you know? Damn. So I think he's locked in there unless he takes another job or if they negotiate that down.
That's crazy to me. $38 million. We need that lawyer, Mike. We need that lawyer right now.
So congrats to Carolina. You just won out, buddy.
Yeah, I got it. Now, I don't know if they come up with that money. And so how much is he getting paid a year? Like $9 million, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, geez, they're stuck with his ass for a while.
Yep. He ain't walking away from that. All right. How about this, Shane? You go like this one. Shout out Cousin Forrest Whittle, official cousin. How many yards does Ahmad Hardy rush for against the bye week? Before or after contact, you know?
They better be resting his ass, you know what I'm saying? Getting pampered, these boys need to calm down for a little bit, but I just don't know. I always wonder, and a question I'd love to ask Drink, you know, because you always hear that question, like, is a bye week a good thing? Because Hardy and Roberts and those boys have been playing out of their damn mind here the last couple of weeks. And I wonder, does a bye week, you know, hurt that? Or, you know, would you rather just keep rolling with them? You know what I'm saying?
I would rather get that bye week because they played, what, 5 games?
Yeah.
And they're getting Bama.
Yeah. No, I get it.
On a not a short, but a regular week. And they get 2 weeks to prepare for Bama.
Mm-hmm.
buddy. 2 weeks of anticipation up there in Columbia. 2 weeks to clear the scene for college game day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think they're in a good spot.
You know, Hardy reminds me of, because he's just, I mean, he's thick, man. And he reminds me of them old, those competitions, those World Strongest Man competitions, where they're like carrying refrigerators across and stuff. You know, I can imagine Hardy doing some sort of that type training here in the bye week.
Well, hey, you were talking about treating yourself, right?
Yes.
You know how the cousins can treat themselves, Shane?
How's that, brother?
Go to Poncho Outdoor / SEC to get you $10 off over at Poncho Outdoor. Shane, you know, I could tell you need to update your wardrobe, but you don't have to because they sent you some Poncho Outdoors. But I know what I'm getting you for your birthday. It's at Poncho Outdoor, so go check them out. All kinds of fantastic wear. They even got some college style gear, like the Neyland. They sent me the Neyland, ooh, buddy. Yeah. I'm wearing it all the time. It's that lovely orange, Shane. So go check them out. The Poncho Promise, Shane, free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. Come on out. Poncho stands by every shirt they send you. The Poncho Promise. Go check them out. Poncho Outdoors / SEC. Got to do it just like that. There's a link in the show notes, audio and video version, to get you $10 off over at Poncho Outdoors. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. You know, I was at a tailgate, Mike, and they were looking at me, and I was like, I know, I'm Cousin Shane. That is, and they goes, no, where did you get that shirt? And I said, Poncho, man. And if you get over there right now, you get $10 off. Come on now.
You go to the emergency room, put on your... Hey, we just got a donation, Shane. Shout out. Joe gave us $10. Is there any chance game day goes to Mizzou, Bama? After Bama, or are we shit out of luck for game day this year?
Well, I think there's still a chance, but I don't. Let me see what the top 25s are real quick.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Yeah. What other marquee games would be on the docket?
Ohio State, number one, at 22, Illinois. Not as good.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know anything about these teams. Maybe they falter. Number 8, Indiana. Number 2, Oregon. So that's,
yeah,
that's probably. But it is CBS. So they don't want to give them any extra coverage. We got Red River.
Yeah.
Number 5. Number 9. Maybe that one. Mm. Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think they would choose Red River, or they would choose the Indiana Oregon over Mizzou, Alabama. And in large part because they just did Alabama, you know?
Isn't it kind of crazy that they kept that game at 12, the Mizzou-Alabama? Is there still there's no flexing at all? I thought they reserved the right to say, hey, because even if you don't have game day, at least you could have put that game at 7 o'clock, you know?
Yeah, they screwed them.
Yeah,
I don't really know why. Maybe it's not like and Red River, they put that at 3:30. So it's not like they reserved the night spot for it, so I don't know. I don't understand the logic. Mm. Some people are speculating they're trying to protect Bama.
Yeah, Saban may have had something to do with this. I'll find out, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, I think Red River or that other game you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. They got to go to like one other game, you know.
I think if Mateer's back, you go to Red River. That without a doubt.
But Texas got to win this weekend, right?
Oh yeah.
So here's what you do. You root for Oregon to lose, Indiana to lose, Texas to lose. Boom. We got game day.
It could happen. It has happened. How many times have we said, that's no way, and then all of a sudden, it's upset Saturday, you know?
Can you imagine, though? I can't imagine being a fan of, you know, I can't think of any examples, but I know it's happened where it's a game like this where you deserve to get it, and then they throw like an audible, and they're like, we're going to FCS game or Army Navy, or, you know, with all due respect to those games. But it's like, sometimes you get just one shot in history to get, you got this great game lined up. There's nowhere else to go. And they're like, we're going to go to Pellissippi State, you know?
Yeah. I tell you what, Vanderbilt ruined a few of those game days last year. You know what I'm saying? So
they did New York City. a couple years ago. Do you remember that?
I think that they reserved that right to go to South Dakota and watch the bison or something. You know, it's like, oh, we have to do this once a year. So, yeah, no, that should never happen. Not in this day and age, especially with as many good games. Moving forward, when SEC goes to a 9-game, you know, I feel like there will always be at least one or two marquee games where game day should be at, you know?
Right. Well, you know where game day should go, Shane?
Where's that?
Wherever Rampart Rod wants them to go. Shout out, Rampart Rod. Just became a member, Shane. Welcome
to the family.
Appreciate you, Rampart.
It's a pretty cool logo, too. I like it.
You crazy SOB. All right, how about cousin Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Is he still with the Ravens? I don't know, but he's an official cousin, I'll tell you that, Shane. Who will be the interim coach when they fire Bobby Petrino?
I think Bobby's here till the end of the season, unfortunately, or fortunately. You know, because I talked about this on the Hangover Monday. I feel like Bobby has a window to keep this job, and would not surprise me. I mean, you got Hunter. Hunter's in a weird spot, right? Nobody really likes him. In fact, I feel like this next hire that he makes it has to be the hire, because if it fails, if football fails, then he's fired, you know? So does Bobby give you a little time, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just say, hypothetically, Mike, he wins four of the remaining games. It's a couple top 25s, just enough to keep him in there. They're bowl eligible now. And they keep him for another season. Is he basically giving, you see what I'm saying? I don't know how to word this, but
how about this, Shane? So let me help you.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Cause I was listening to, I think it was Cover 2 podcast or something. I'm not a regular listener of that.
Yeah.
Cause it's got Danny Cannell. Yeah. I mean, when I hear that guy, I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. But I was curious what they said. And one of the guys on there, I thought he made a really interesting point. That nobody else wants Bobby Petrino.
Right.
That works in Arkansas's favor. So these coaches make, like at minimum, is usually around like $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas would be pretty damn foolish to give Bobby Petrino $7 million, $8 million, whatever.
Right.
Because nobody else wants him as a head coach. If Bobby Petrino really wants his job as much as he claims.
Mm-hmm.
Could we get away giving him $2 million, and then the money we save, throw that into the roster? Or I would even suggest maybe go hire, like, I don't know who it would be, but, you know, the elite of elite defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
Just make him like the richest defensive coordinator in the country. But point being, could they save money and not to be cheap, but to allocate it elsewhere? There does make some sense made there, don't you think?
Well, I do think a lot of these universities are kind of they're tied up. I mean, we just talked about Stoops up there in Kentucky. Like, they are married to this coach, and I think that there'll be a transition into paying coaches less, or, you know, maybe the duration we cut that down so that you have an exit if it doesn't work. And you're correct. Bobby P., I feel like he would do it for the same salary he's making right now if you give him the opportunity. Now, if he goes out here and proves it in two seasons, he's, you know, back up to 10 wins, then all of a sudden we reevaluate that contract. But, yeah, I think you take the money that you're saving. Well, you're not even saving. You got to pay Sam. Take that, get his buyout, and then move forward. So, yeah, I see nothing wrong with that.
Hey, shout out to Crazy Cheese Whiz. Shay, y'all got an offensive coordinator or a run game I can borrow? LSU. And shout out Oklahoma, man, Shane. Just so everyone knows, when it comes to the coaching carousel, offensive coordinator Ben Arbuckle isn't interested.
Oh.
Mm-mm. I was wondering, weren't you?
Yeah. Speaking of Chipotle, I remember when he used to deliver Chipotle. Now he's out here delivering a fantastic offense.
Yeah. You know who else is fantastic, Shane?
Chief G-Bird.
Chief, welcome to the family. We appreciate you, buddy.
That's one of my favorite nicknames, you know? Hey, Chief, what's going on?
You do say that a lot.
There's like an age thing, too, you know? So I usually say brother when we're kind of comparable, maybe cuz if they're a little younger, and then I hit the Chief if it's like, you know, a little bit older.
I hope you don't get upset me telling you this or saying this on the show, but just so everybody knows, because it always makes me laugh, at media days, you know, there's all kinds of people walking about, and they come up to the table and say hello. And whenever they come over, Shane's like, "Hey, Chief." And then the guy, whoever it is, will walk away and he'll be like, "All right, what's that guy's name?"
Oh, damn. There's a guy out there. It's like, he called me Chief.
Hey, shout out Cousin Kyle Lovinggood, one of the best Aggies out there, Shane. What is A&M's final record based on what you've seen so far? And we reserve the right to change our opinion, not sitting here locking this down, but hell, I'm going to stick with my preseason pick, Shane, 10-2 for Texas A&M. Based on what we've seen, here's the schedule if you're just listening back later: Mississippi State at home, Florida at home, at Arkansas, at LSU. You get the second bye week, excuse me, and then at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, Samford at home, at Texas.
I mean, part of me wants to say 8-4, but I'm going to go 9-3 here, Mike. Show an improvement.
Okay. Buddy, the improvement for us now is natty. You know what I mean? Like, they're all bought in. Heck, Shane, we got people sending us the American flag from the Notre Dame game. How dare you say 9-3?
I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just, you're asking me to pick, and
Who are they losing to? That's exactly what you're doing.
I'll tell you who they're losing to. LSU's one of them.
No offense, LSU. How the hell are they going to score against this defense?
They're going to have it figured out by then. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're going to have it figured. Right. They're going to have it dialed in. Mizzou and Texas. Those are my teams right there.
Texas don't even have a powerful win.
9-3, Mike. Come on. This is my prediction. I'm not saying it happens. You said I reserve the right to change it. Yeah. I may change it tomorrow.
I may change it
Saturday.
Terrible.
Yeah. Let me see Texas A&M this weekend, and then we'll reevaluate.
Well, we just lost Cousin Kyle. Thanks, Shane.
Kyle wants me to vote against him. You know, it's like, we're undefeated for a reason because you haven't believed us, you know, since week one.
Right. Hey, no, that's excellent point. Keep doubting him, Shane. Keep doubting him. Just like Cousin Strapman, official cousin, Shane. How will they decide? Now, okay, so this is a little complicated question here. How will they decide the 5 away games for conference, and what he's talking about, Shane, is when we go to the 9-game conference schedule next season. So it's unique, right? Because right now we have 4 conference home games, 4 conference away games. That's much easier to do. Now next year, some teams are going to have 5 home games in the conference, and the others only have 4. So That's kind of what he's asking, how will they determine that? And I don't know. I don't have the answer to that right now, but I do know, it's my understanding that for the 4 teams that have a neutral site game, so we're talking Florida, Georgia, and Oklahoma, Texas, obviously, whenever they are the designated home team, those teams will only have 4 home conference games.
Yeah.
So that's going to be designated their 5th one every year. So just so you don't have like 3 home games. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's the only thing I have on that. But that is going to be wild. And I think that's something we're going to have to talk about all off season. Is like, you know, I don't know who it's going to be, but like we could be like, whoa, Tennessee's got 5 home games.
Ooh. Yeah.
And Ole Miss only got 4. You know what I mean? Like that could decide who wins the league or not. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and recruits, you know, you can have more recruits on those games. So that may be something too. So I think we're splitting hairs at that point, but I feel like it's going to be it's going to be electric every single Saturday. And it's not just about the home and away games, in my opinion, Mike. It's just who can survive 9 SEC games, you know? That I feel like it's going to be like a Survivor Island, if you will.
Right. I remember you did the coaches surviving the island. Yeah, I think that's why you went there.
Island. Yeah. Anytime I talk island, you know, my brother's flying in here soon. So,
hey, shout out our brother, Shane. Brother Brandon McIver, appreciate you, buddy. Yeah. He gifted a membership to Natty Dogs. Natty,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you. All right, how about this one, Shane?
Yeah.
From Cousin Mike Andrews.
Asked great questions.
He's up next week for the Cousin Pick'ems. I think after that, we're looking for some spots. So if you want to be celebrity cousin picker, reach out to us, thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. We're looking
preferably worse ones because we've got some ground to make up, Mike.
Mike Andrews, Shane, here's the thing. You know, I like to give those Mizzou fans a hard time about, you know, why you always talk about our schedules easy?
Uh-huh.
Even though we do it to Tennessee, we do it to Ole Miss, we do it to Texas. But yeah. These Oklahoma fans, what are they obsessed with, Shane? What would Texas record be if they had our schedule? So that's his. He's a suitor. What would Texas schedule or what would Texas record be if they played Florida schedule? So,
oh shit.
So if Texas had played Long Island, easy win. South Florida, I think that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
At LSU and at Miami, based on what I've seen, I think Texas probably would have lost those games the way Arch has played up to this point.
Yeah, it's tough to argue. I mean, maybe that LSU had been like 7-6. Maybe it came down to kicking or something. But I think Texas would have got one of those. So I would say 3-1 right now.
And then he asked the reverse. What would Florida's record be? I know you hate Florida. If they play Texas schedule, so
3-1.
Yeah, Ohio State lost, but San Jose, UTEP, and Sam Houston. So, he says this game would look completely different if they if they flipped around the schedules.
Then it would, and I mean, it kind of. I'm not saying I feel bad for Billy, but 2 years of this, you know, he's like, damn. This is the schedule I get for two seasons. It's tough not to be like punching the pillow at night. You know what I'm saying? Damn you, Sankey.
All right. How about this one, Shane, from Cousin Sam Rubenstein, official cousin. This is an interesting one, Shane, since you're the Mizzou man here. Who's the better all-time Mizzou coach, Eli Drinkwitz or Gary Pinkel?
Well, I think we get caught up in what have you done lately.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Drink just because of where it was to where it is, the amount of draft picks he's putting out, they're adding on to the stadium. I mean, he's basically rebranded this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he added that too, Shane. He says, I think it's still Pinkel, but if Mizzou makes a playoff, he might change his answer. Yeah. You know what?
I mean, how many 10-win seasons do you need, right? Hey, in this day and age, you know, this is the SEC, and I know they've had, you know, an easier path, if you will, if you're looking at scheduling, but it ain't still, you still got to win the damn games, you know. There's been a lot of great teams they've beat.
Hey, shout out Rampart Rod, Shane. His words are not mine, remember? Never underestimate a Texan's ability to believe their own propaganda. That go for both teams.
That's Rod funny. Just dropping wisdom on us.
All right, how about this one, Shane? I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
From Cousin Too Tall Paul. If Trinidad throws for 300-plus yards in every game and has 50 or more rushing, is he winning that Heisman?
I mean,
it would be hard to deny him, wouldn't it?
It absolutely be hard to deny because I told you that I feel like Ole Miss has got one of the better opportunities to go undefeated now that they've gotten past LSU. I mean, they still got Georgia. They still got Oklahoma. They got some tough games ahead of them. But if you do that with your quarterback and he's getting those top stats, without a doubt, you're crowning somebody. And I really like, man, Lane is making the rounds. I don't know if you've noticed this, Mike. Uh-huh. But Lane's getting out there, and he is, you know, he's selling Ole Miss right now. Now that they're sitting there undefeated, got the bye week coming up, he's selling this damn program. So don't think that they're not going to crown somebody at that facility for helping them get this far.
Do you think that's at all because they missed the playoff last year?
Why he's doing
politic?
Maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe. Yeah, because you know sometimes when you start out in the top 10, top 5, you know, you're just it's accepted. But when you've got to work your way into it, I feel like they're just waiting for you to trip. And if they do, they're going to move quicker in the AP than an Ohio State would or than a Texas would. It's just how it happens right now. So, yeah, I think there's a little politicking going on, a little salesman.
Hey, well, I'm curious to hear you politic right here, Shane. Shout out Tony Paniti. Do you think Chris Brazel is the front runner for the Biletnikoff right now?
Should be. I mean, I feel like there's some great receivers.
Yeah. He's got to be up there, though.
He's right there in the mix. I think Craver's right there in the mix. I think.
I like Concepcion even better than Craver.
I mean, that's a problem when you got two of them, right? you got to pick one, and maybe that's taken from the other. Who else is there? Who else would there be right now?
Probably the Ohio State guy, but I haven't watched him play, you know?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah, I give Brazel right now. Brazel, Dazzle.
Cam Coleman is the problem is they can't get him the ball.
Yeah, I mean, potential. Potential is there. Yeah. But Brazel, I mean, he is making some damn plays. And he's, I mean, that's what I like about it. It's not just he's wide open and he got a touchdown. It's he's creating those opportunities. You can see it. And I mean, I didn't know Brazel was this physical. He didn't seem that way this last time, you know, last year. So I just feel like that's a guy that's kind of really turned it on this season.
Hey, shout out Hog Ties. Shane, give us $5. I want both cousins' opinions. At the end of the day, who's the Hog next coach? Be 100%. Don't lie to him, Shane. Be 100% honest. He's paying us here.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's funny because you're hearing all these coaches come out. Of course, they're going to say that why they're at UTSA or why they're at, you know, SMU. But, man, I really thought that SMU coach would be the guy, but he kind of convinced me in his last little conference that he wouldn't be the guy. So I got some doubts, man. Right now I'm going Bobby P, man. I know. It sounds stupid. It sounds stupid, Mike, but I'm telling you something that you hit on earlier. It's about money, and if you could get a couple good seasons out of Bobby, let's do it, man.
Mm-mm. Give me your favorites. Can't believe you didn't say this. How about Golish?
What's Golish? He hasn't won anything, Mike. Just kidding.
But I think it's different. That's different than Florida, Shane. Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to – you should walk into Florida and be competing for national championships. Mm-hmm. I think at Arkansas, you try to – I think that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to hire the next drink. You know, you're trying to get a program builder that's an exciting brand of football, but he's got to have head coaching experience. I don't know. I think that makes a lot of sense.
What about Traylor, though? You don't think that would be a – I mean, the Arkansas Ties, the mm-hmm. –
That could be a good one.
I mean, he's not – he doesn't seem excited about the current situation. You know, SMU – and I got laughed at when I said this with Billy, but I'm telling you, SMU's, they got some damn money, brother, and they could pay whatever they need to stay relevant in that conference. So that if that includes paying a coach, then they're going to do that. But I feel like UTSA is a different situation. So I if I were picking one, I'd probably say more realistically, I'd go a Traylor.
How about Ron Mexico? He says, where will Coleman be playing next season? here's a prediction, Shane.
Yeah.
This is what I want to happen. Auburn's going to fire Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
They're going to turn around and hire John Summerall. He's going to keep the roster together. Auburn makes the playoff next year. First year under John Summerall.
You think he can keep Coleman?
They can keep all of them.
No, I don't think so. I think Coleman. I hate when kids leave, but if a new coach comes in, I don't blame them for doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, and What have you seen from Tulane that says, okay, I can be featured as an explosive wide receiver when you can look at what Arbuckle's doing in Oklahoma, or you can look at what Tennessee's doing with Josh Heupel? You know, I feel like if I'm Coleman, I'm looking at 1 year and then I'm going to the league. I want that 1 year to be at a team. Now, obviously, you know, he may be completely bought in with Auburn, which I hope that's the case, but you know, I'm not in that camp. I don't know. Hell, Hugh Freeze is still there. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of what ifs right now, but I would say Coleman be one of those guys that may get out of town.
Mm. Well, here's the deal. Emily's saying the same thing. Why the hell would they stay? This is a different era. This ain't even 2 years ago. All these guys are under contract. They literally can't even leave till the portal opens.
Yeah.
So you get your coach in there. He's got a month or more, if you do it right, to meet with these guys. And it's not like it was even a couple years ago where you just, the coach is not here, I'm gone. Why they're coming and going, Shane, is money. So you get the right coach in there. You get the boosters to pay. And Hugh Freeze got a small buyout.
Yeah.
They got a ton of money down there. Give these guys raises, give them more money than they can get anywhere else. I think they'll stay. They can keep it together. John Summerall's a hell of a coach. And I just told you they're making the playoff next year with this roster, with that coach, they'll get it done.
But if he gets fired, they got 30 days to leave. So
that's incorrect. See, people think that, but they can't just get up and go to Georgia. They can get the portal.
Yeah.
And they can get offers. But they can't just get up and go.
Yeah, but when you're in the portal, you can get paid. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying Auburn will pay him more.
Well, I mean, that's what we're assuming, right? I mean, we're assuming
because Auburn's already paying him a shit ton.
If Texas wants Coleman, you think they can't outbid Auburn? You think Oregon can't outbid Auburn?
I think Auburn can pay just as much.
Ohio State? No, there are plenty of teams that can outbid Auburn right now just for one guy.
They wouldn't be there then.
Yeah, I'm just
they're
saying.
Down there for money.
Well, that's not true. You don't know that.
Know that.
You know that's why Coleman's at Auburn?
Yes.
Because of money?
Yeah.
No, that's crazy talk. That's crazy talk.
That's why Jackson Arnold's there. That's why all the players are down there.
Yeah, but some of these kids choose because of the coaches, there's a whole bunch of factors that go in, not just money. I mean, you can go get paid at a lot of different, you go to Texas Tech right now and get paid.
Right.
So
lot of people have.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, just assuming that's why Coleman's down there is crazy talk. I feel like if that portal opens up, because a lot of the reason he's down there is because of Hugh Freeze. And if Hugh Freeze is no longer there, then all of a sudden that bridge that got him down there to begin with, and the money, I get money's going to be a factor, but it's not the factor. It's not the only one. Now Coleman's looking at taking that step. I mean, he's got 1 year. He can go pro, you know? So why wouldn't you want to go somewhere that you can make some serious money, and you do that at a school that has a proven coach or one that could be a good coach? So I feel like that matters too.
Hmm. Yeah, John Summerall's a good coach. All right, how about go Vols, Shane? Let's say, now this is a tricky one. I don't know how we could, this is going to be like that, the hangover where the numbers are flying around.
Yeah.
Tennessee beats Bama.
Mm-hmm.
I guess all the rest of them, Bama and Georgia went out, aside from Bama losing to Tennessee, right? Mm-hmm. So basically the point being 11-1, 11-1, 11-1, Georgia, Bama, Tennessee, they're all 11-1. Yeah. How would you rank those teams in the SEC? Bama, Tennessee, and Georgia, they've all beat each other essentially. They're all 11-1. Tennessee wins at Bama, Bama wins at Georgia, Georgia wins at Tennessee. God, that'd be a damn cluster, but how would you rank them?
I would go strength of schedule. And I think Georgia has the toughest one. I think Alabama has the second, and then Tennessee, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to get a bye week before they go to the playoffs. Thank you, Lane Kiffin.
Okay, yeah, I think that's probably smart.
Yeah, that's a win-win right there. I hate it. I hate that we can't play that extra game, but, you know, maybe we'll see them in the playoffs.
All right, Shane, you ready for some food questions?
Hell yes. Let's get to it.
Yeah, I think you're just hangry. That's what it is.
Is that it? Oh, I disagree with you on one thing.
How about Cousin Jim, loyal Cousin Jim in the Twitters, Shane?
Yeah.
He saw you engaging with Mateer and all the Chipotles.
Yeah.
He wants to know Shane's go-to Chipotle order.
Oh, you know, honestly, we don't have a Chipotle here.
I was worried you'd say that.
Yeah, I mean, but I will say this. We did go to one, I think, in Johnson City or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I got, like, the steak bowl. It just seemed like you could get more in there. So, basically, steak, black beans. I like hot sauce. If I can get some salsa verde or green sauce, I'm all about that. And some sour cream and, brother, that's it. Plenty of chips and salsa.
Jeez, and Louise says no veggies.
None. The sauce, that's the problem with some salsas. I hate chunky salsa, so it's got to be kind of a fine. That's why I love my El Chorritos in Morristown. If you ever get their salsa verde, I mean, it's fantastic. It's perfect.
The liquid said he got diabetes from the last mailbag.
This segment's brought to you by Ozempic.
And then Cousin Trey Tucker, appreciate you. We always save him for last. He throws a football one in there, too. It's kind of basically where we're all at here. He wants to know, Dan Mullen or Rhett Lashley, knowing the big money boosters are 100% all in, who do you think they would hire if they had all the money in the world, I guess? Dan Mullen or Rhett Lashley?
I think Lashley.
Yeah.
I think that one.
I like Mullen, but I maybe it's like nostalgia for a time that was. I mean, I think he's a good coach, but
yeah.
I'm also not a fan of huge of retreads, you know?
It's kind of like Spurrier coming back, you know? It's like, this ain't Florida Spurrier.
But he did good at South Carolina.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, he just never won a natty, you know? So.
Right. Yep, close. I think in the playoff era, he would have got a couple playoff bids.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. Not saying he didn't do a bad job, but, I mean, we were constantly comparing to undefeated teams.
Right.
You know, and it just never hit that.
All right, so here's his food questions.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut or Domino's?
I was always Pizza Hut, but I've switched here lately to Domino's. I don't know what they've done to their bread, but their crust is better now.
Don't you like it the thin, which surprises me?
No, not Domino's, but
oh, okay.
I like the
I swear I've heard
tossed.
You say that.
Thin, like Pizza Plus or something, because less bread's good at those places. Let's just focus on toppings. You know, okay. Something you can do.
All right. Ooh, I wonder if you are familiar with these, because I was not 100%. He says Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah.
Which I think he said later turned into Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Gaddy's.
Mr. Gaddy's. Chuck E. Cheese. See, growing up, Chuck E. Cheese was like a legitimate pizza place. And yes, did it have the band playing, which I appreciated at that time, and the games. There was nothing like it. That's where rich kids went, is for a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, we never did it. So it's like I probably could name on one hand once probably I ever went to Chuck E. Cheese. So it just felt like Disneyland, you know? So that one had a extremely high bar. I did have it later in life, and that pizza was not the same. Those games weren't the same. The band, you know, like one of the animals wasn't working, you know. It's like, I don't know about this. Mr. Gaddy's in Sevierville was a massive. I'm surprised it went out of business. It's now a Quaker Steak and Lube, but that place was dynamite for many, many years. So they got a lot of my money up there at Mr. Gaddy's. A lot of it.
All right. You may have already answered this. Chicago pizza or thin crust pizza?
Honestly, if I'm picking, I do like thin crust. So give me thin crust pizza. It's just Domino's.
Okay.
I'm going hand tossed.
You're confusing
me. No, here. Same thing with Papa John's.
Uh-huh.
Those two places, like if I'm going thin crust, it's going to be at a Pizza Hut, Pizza Plus. You know, there's like a handful of pizza places that's got to be thin crust. But Domino's and Papa John's, I can go for a hand toss.
Okay, Supreme Pizza or Meat Lovers Pizza?
Meat Lovers. Yeah, get the vegetables out of here. Nothing's worse than finding olives on your pizza.
Well, not olives, but I do like, I like the Supreme. I'm not going to lie. I've changed my tune on this. It's just, I don't know. This is kind of sound weird, but I'm not a fan of the meats anymore, where it's like just all meats. It's like I'd rather have a little bit of variety.
Yeah.
I think it tastes better.
Well, I will say there's some meats that just do not belong on pizza, in my opinion.
Right.
Ham, like Canadian bacon,
right.
That doesn't be on there. I prefer a hamburger, pepperoni, maybe a sausage, you know, something like that. But not too much. But, you know, honestly, I do like, here's a vegetable. Chicken and onion, you know, the barbecue chicken pizzas.
Those right, are exactly. Pretty, that's pretty what I'm good. Saying. You get a little onion in there, it just kind of completes the whole deal there.
I get a little bit. The white pizzas with the spinach, not kicking that out of bed. You know what I'm saying?
All right. How about the best non-chain pizza you've had?
White Pine Pizza over here, right across the street.
That's the best you've had?
Nah, I mean, it's up there.
We had good pizza. Remember, we went down in Atlanta for the SEC championship?
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, I thought.
We did that. I guess that's a chain, that Blaze Pizza. Is that one? Is that that Bricks Pizza in Knoxville is pretty good?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if that's still in business, but yeah. Yeah, okay. Those I don't get out much. I don't.
Shout out Tenfold here in Nashville. That's my best non-chain. How about worst pizza you ever had?
Worst pizza. Besides that Craven pizza I had in that box the other day, that one was pretty damn bad.
Have you ever been to Michael's in Talbot? Lucky Chucky's asking.
No.
No. sounds good.
I'm trying to think of bad pizza. You know, because there's... I'm always one of those pizzas, usually good wherever. I will say, like, Little Caesars gives me heartburn. Mm-hmm. So, but I still eat it, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, that doesn't stop you, does it?
It's usually day two. So if you got any leftovers, I can't do it 2 days in a row or I won't be able to sleep that night. So,
Hey, we missed one, Shane. Row Tide Row 2025.
Welcome to the family.
He says, extend Hugh Freeze for life. And then, Chief, appreciate you, Chief. Really love the show. Which quarterback do you trust to get back on track between Nussmeier, Arch, and DJ? All three have massively overrated thus far.
Arch. I think he's the only one that's not hurt right now.
Right. Yeah. So give me Nuss then. Because I think with the bye week, I think he can get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I hope he can. We don't know what the situation is. And some of these quarterbacks, it lingers throughout the entire season. Then all of a sudden, they get a cleanup surgery right at the end. So I'm kind of leaning Arch on that one.
Okay. Well, hey, that's all the questions. We got anything else, Shane, before we hop off the line?
No, I appreciate all the cousins hanging out with us. And if you want to be part of the mailbag questions next, if you're a cousin, when Mike posted on the YouTube channel, just be sure to get those questions in. But I appreciate everybody taking the time to do that and hanging out with us. Having a blast this year, Mike. It's been absolutely crazy. And we're just getting into it. Like all that start of the season, you know, we're finally getting into some conference games and it's about to really crank up. So I'm looking forward to the chaos and that's going to unfold here in the SEC. And JP, I appreciate you putting the list together for today's shout outs. Today's shout outs go to Ron Mexico, Glenn Warshaw, Stephen Up Jr., Gary Harper, Joe Picaro, Crazy Cheese Whiz, Oklahoma Man, Brandon McIver, Hog Ties, Rampart, Rod, HT,
Roll Tide Roll.
Chief T-Bird, sorry, and Tolga. And JP, I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Good Lord, man. You can always tell on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, my ass is up early because I was up all night trying to find a replacement for Paul Feinbaum, man. I kept putting it off because we started late. And, man, I got like 5 hours of sleep. So I appreciate everybody being patient with me today. And I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow with the picks, brother. I feel pretty damn confident that I'm going to make some room up. Who's the cousin? cousin picker? Who's the celebrity cousin picker this week?
I believe it's Cousin Chase. So still waiting for his email. I believe. I think he may have sent it. I reached out to him earlier. So, yeah.
Chase is a gambler, too. So, cousins, I may be making some ground up this week.
Yeah. Hey, well, tomorrow, Shane?
Yeah.
We got an interview dropping in the morning.
Yes.
We'll have an SEC quarterback power rankings in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back with the prediction show in the evening. And then Friday, we're going to have your morning show. And I got lined up two more interviews. Ooh. So a lot of content coming on the channel. We appreciate each and every one of you. Like, subscribe, share, spread the word. That's the best way you can help the podcast this football season. But we do appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.